The Minnesota Department of Revenue, with Governor Tim Pawlenty's approval, recently ended a tax reciprocity agreement with Wisconsin. Since more Minnesotans commute to Wisconsin, ending the agreement will save Minnesota $131 million over the next 2 years. That means people who commute from one state to the other will have to file two income tax forms. Republican State Representative Greg Davids says residents in his southeast Minnesota district who work in Wisconsin will see an increase in their tax liability. He plans to introduce legislation to reverse the decision to scrap the agreement and take the power to negotiate future reciprocity agreements from the Revenue Department and move it to the legislature.
Then it has hearings, it goes through the process, and if the majority of the legislators that are, representing the people decide to do something, then, we're held accountable for all we did. In this case, the commissioner could just go ahead and change it, with, of course, the blessing of the governor.
Wisconsin State Senator Dan Kopanky of La Crosse says Minnesota lawmakers want to see if he can do anything on his side. Wisconsinites are not expected to see a change in their tax liability because of the ending of the agreement.
Certainly legislative involvement is not going to be a bad thing, and if we can get legislators from both parties, from both sides of the aisle, together, maybe we can come up with something that's reasonable and present it to, both states.
Since the Minnesota-Wisconsin reciprocity agreement doesn't officially end until 2010, affected taxpayers won't have to file returns in both states until next year. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.